Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and as always, I am grateful for your presence and for the energy we are going to share in this show together. Today, we're going to look at a very popular topic right now. It's all about, is everything in your life a mirror of your energy? Is everything in your life a mirror of your energy? And you might right away say yes, or you might say, I'm not so sure. Well, I'm going to give you some insights to consider, because it's important to have a broader understanding of energies and of your power in all situations. So we're going to dive into this topic. It's very much related to the law of attraction. But I like to take things in a new direction and open you up to some new insights and understanding. So I hope that you have some aha moments in today's show. We will get to that in just a moment. It is August 20th, and it has been an incredibly fast month. It's also been a very powerful month. There have been a lot of big energies happening all over the planet, and especially here in the U.S. I'm an American, so of course I have that immediate connection to some of the big things that are happening in the world and in my own country. We all, of course, were dealing with the passing of Robin Williams, and I talked about in a previous show how that opened up our collective heart consciousness energy, how these passings help us connect to each other. We see ourselves and other people. We share experiences with other people. There's really a beautiful purpose for these passings, if you will, of famous people, and some people have likened it to the passing of Princess Diana, over 10 years ago, and others have compared it to other famous people that they have had to say goodbye to. And I like to offer you the understanding that, you know, our time here is never known. We don't know how long we're here, and we have so much in our lives to be grateful for, and it's important every day to look at each other and see each other as gifts and to recognize the people in your life for what they bring into your life. We also have been noticing the various amounts of anger, violence, destruction that has been happening around the planet, and the month of August is really showing us what needs to be cleared out and released, and where we have opportunities to actively practice peace. And so if you come across anything right now that is working in the lower energy fields of anger and violence and hatred, please don't judge it, because all of that energy has a purpose too. And we don't want to cause more reactions. Instead, look at how you can perhaps have the perspective of, okay, there can be purpose in this anger, or there can be gifts in this discussion or in these situations. Look at, you know, bring consciousness and mindfulness to what you see, and talk with people about it from that perspective, because we do need to educate each other. We do need to have these conversations. That's how we change things. So I invite you to consider that you know, everything is always working for our highest and best good when we hold that intention. I forgot to mention that this show is sponsored by Audible, and that you can download a free audiobook of your choosing from Audible at audibletrial.com/MollyMcCord. They have over 10,000 titles and growing, and some really good, really good titles. I mean, you might find some classics there that you've read but you've never listened to. I personally am becoming quite passionate about audiobooks right now. So check that out if you need something to listen to or plug into your iPhone or your MP3 player. You might find a really good book and an old favorite as well. Another announcement is on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. You can download my free 44-page guide to ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself. Yes, it's called Guided by Your Light, and I choose to just give this away. I just want people to have it because I think it's really important information. It's 9 chapters. It gives you some tools for practical spiritual self-care, and you just might find some things that are pertinent to you right now on your journey. So be sure and check that out. And then one more thing, a big shout out and thank you to those of you who have read my debut spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze. I am humbled and feel tremendous gratitude for your response and your connection and your 5-star reviews. Thank you very much. It is the first in a series. The second book is The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, which is also out now. And then the third book, which I'm finishing up, and I'm so excited about it, is going to be released later this year, I hope in just a few months. But this series, my friends, is completely different than other series out there. And it's only with the final book that it will make complete sense. So hang in there, and thank you for hanging in there, because the purpose of this whole series is to guide you to your soul's healing. That's it. That's why I'm writing it. That's what it's all about. And I'm doing it in a very different way. It's never been done like this before. And so it's going to make sense, and it's going to, oh gosh, I'm so excited. It's just going to give you more insights about you that you didn't see before. It's almost like it looks at the blind spots or the things that you didn't know were right there. So that third book is coming soon, and it's going to be the final piece in the puzzle, if you will, and it's called Unlimited Sparks from a Bonfire, and I am excited for its release. So that's all I'm going to say. Okay, also, Spirituality University has launched and is going strong, and a new course is going to be coming out next week. It is another awesome course from Irma K. Sawyer. This one is going to be so important for many of you. It's called Healing from Your Family of Origin, Reclaiming Your Life. And it has so much good content because it's all about feeling different from your family, or the triggers of your family, or, you know, being the outcast, being the loner, being the spiritual black sheep, what have you, and how this is a divine gift. And Irma guides you through this healing process. It's exceptional. This is a really important topic because it's important to see how our families are our spiritual teachers. So be sure and join the spiritualityuniversity.com email list. That course is going to be coming out soon, as is my Mastering Astrology course. And these courses are released every few weeks or every month or so, so it's not overwhelming. So it's manageable. And you can just pick or choose, right? Because the other thing that we're doing that is really important to me is that, you know, we want to make these courses have to be well-priced. And they are an amazing deal, and you get so much information, but you're not going to feel like you're always spending big bucks for an awesome course. So they're really well-priced, and I am releasing them at a certain pace, so that if you see a course you want, you can plan for it and get it and you know, get some good deals. So it's all done with a lot of intention and respect for our modern lives. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath here because I feel like we need to clear some energy. And then we're going to dive into this really important topic about energy and what is a mirror in your life. So if you would please join me in just taking a really deep breath and just feeling it in your solar plexus. And it's a very cleansing breath, very easy, very soft. And then slowly exhale. And then let's do it one more time, just to really ground ourselves, to feel present in our bodies, to feel present in our lives. Okay, and one more, because three is a wonderful number. And one more, just relax, and really just taking a minute to feel love and gratitude for yourself. I don't think we do that enough. So, great, wonderful, okay. So when we talk about energy, we know that everything is energy. It has a frequency. It has a vibration. It has a feeling. Everything does. Everything from your favorite chair, think about that, it's your favorite chair for a reason, to the people in your life that you connect with, that you adore, that you click with easily. And everything else in the world. So everything has energy. Everything has a vibration, a frequency. And we interact with all these energies all the time. When we grow in consciousness, however, we become more aware of where we direct our energy and the choices we make about what we want in our life, the people we want in our life, the emotions and thoughts and actions we want in ourselves. We choose how we want our house to feel. You know, the colors that lift you up, the furniture that appeals to you, the food. Food has energy and vibration. And part of consciousness is choosing what really serves you, supports you, reinforces your power. And one of the, I would say, trickiest areas of this is in relationships, because we each carry multiple layers of energy. That's just part of our human experience. We have free will. We have the ability to experience everything on the continuum of emotions, actions, and thoughts. So think about that. We can, each of us has a shadow. Each of us is light. We have complexities. We have idiosyncrasies. We have things that make us special. We have things that we keep private. We have things we put out into the world. So each of us is very dynamic. And we are energy in motion continually, always, every day. Even your body regenerates new cells all the time. Your body is always doing that. We're always exfoliating hair, skin, and bringing up the fresh stuff. So we're always in motion. Energy is always in motion. And as we consciously choose a spiritual journey and we want to understand ourselves as spiritual beings, we have an expansion in our understanding of energy. And what typically occurs is that we begin to see more instances of like attracting like. And the law of attraction, which went mainstream, if you will, really opened people up to this phenomenon of like attracting like. Now, I will go on the record as saying I do not agree with all of the law of attraction teachings out there. I think there's misunderstandings. I think it can be short-sighted. How it works is that, you know, energy is neutral, and it responds and works with intentions, works with our own energies. It is a very neutral presence that we guide and direct. And so when we talk about the law of attraction, one of the most important things to keep in mind is the verb you're using. And what's an example of that? So let's say you are, okay, everyone wants more, many people want more financial assistance. So if you were to say in your intention, I want greater financial flow, what you're activating is the want, which is the verb in that sentence. I want. And then what you attract is greater wanting, which is why it's advised to say, I have greater financial flow now, to affirm the result you want, to confirm it, to say, it's already happening. It's already real. It's already here. And that is another way to look at it, which I think is an even higher expression and vibration, is to say thank you for financial flow. Thank you for the financial flow that is here now. By coming from a place of gratitude, you are also affirming the energy and confirming it, but you're already giving thanks for it, so it has that layer of gratitude, which raises that vibration too. So this is important to understand, because the verb you're using is ultimately what the energy responds to. So that is how we intentionally activate and direct our energies. We do that with our jobs. We do that with our relationships. We do that with our friendships. We do that in every area of our life. We might not always be conscious of it, but we do it. That being said, because we are dynamic individuals, because we have so many energies going on, we also come to this party called life, we come to this party with soul contracts, life themes, karmic lessons, all these other layers of energies that play into our life and our experiences. And these energies are wonderful teachers, wonderful opportunities to know ourselves better, and wonderful ways of understanding our energy more and our power and our choices. So here's where I'm going with this. Because you are complex and you have multiple layers and many aspects of yourself that you're learning about, because we're always learning about ourselves. The learning doesn't end. If you think the learning's over, then you might have some lessons around that. But we are always learning and growing and expanding. It's a human journey. And because of that, we are going to be involved in energies of all kinds. And it does not mean that everything is a mirror of your energy. Now, I'm going to explain this more because I can hear some ruffled, some feathers being ruffled, because I know that there's a lot of people who have spent a lot of, who have invested a lot in this understanding. When you're starting, when you've been working with energies and you've been understanding how the universe works and spiritual laws and everything that is happening at all times, you do see how like attracts like. But you also see how you are divinely gifted with opportunities to choose again. I'm going to give you an example because I don't want this to get too confusing or too misunderstood. So let's say you're in your office, in your job, working away, you're a superstar, and you continually come up against a personality that is difficult. Let's say it's somebody who wants you to fail. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want your projects to be successful. They don't want you to get a raise or to move ahead in your career. Let's say they're a saboteur. They want you to fail. And let's say this is a theme throughout your life. Does this mean that you hold the energy of sabotage within yourself? Some of you might say yes, and some of you might say no. There's a few ways to look at this. If you are experiencing a situation repetitively, there is something in that experience that you need to learn and change within yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean that you hold the energy of sabotage. It could mean that you need to reinforce standing up for yourself, or you need to reinforce speaking your truth, or you need to reinforce not being bullied, if you will. It doesn't mean that you also hold the energy of sabotage. Do you see what I'm saying? Outside energies that you don't hold are a gift to reinforce your power, your strength, your choices. It's a growing opportunity. And this understanding, however, can be different for each person. And it requires honest assessment. Now, in this example, I'm assuming that you do not sabotage other people. If that's the case, then you see how the lesson of that energy is, again, to stand up for yourself or to speak your truth or to just get stronger within. But this is where you have to be honest in your self-assessment. Do you try to sabotage others in some way too? Because if that's true, then yes, that energy is a mirror. And so the point is that it's not the same for every person. And that's where you get the opportunity to figure out what the lesson is for you. It's not the same for every person because, again, we each have different soul contracts, soul themes, life lessons, karmic energies to complete. The other aspect of this is that if someone or some people in your career have been trying to, you know, work against you in some manner, and you are receiving the lesson of standing stronger in yourself and going your own way and doing what you need to do, it could be that in a previous lifetime, you sabotaged them And I think that's important to know, to switch it around, because it removes any victim consciousness. It removes pity. It removes the perspective that this is happening to me and I don't know why. It adds in more of the fuller story. And so this is why the spiritual journey is so personal, my friends. And you can't just, you know, throw a blanket over everybody and say, this is the lesson for all of you. It doesn't work that way. It is unique. And so this is why I do not believe that all energies are a mirror of you. That is something only you can answer. And it's always an opportunity for you to grow. I've seen this experience, and of course I've had experiences that have brought me to this understanding, because the other thing about, if you think that everything is a mirror of your energy, you will be in a constant state of self-reflection and almost like you never get relief. You could be constantly investigating stuff or constantly turning inward or constantly searching for energies. And frankly, that's exhausting to always be assessing and saying, oh, this person did this. Does that mean it's the same? Does that mean I'm that way too? Or this person, you know, is in my life and they hold a very low vibe energy. Do I hold that too? I mean, you're just constantly in the state of questioning, and it takes you away from peace. So what I offer is this willingness to be very honest with yourself about, okay, is this a lesson for me? Is this a trigger for me? Is this situation or person bringing me a lesson to master or to understand in a new way? And then I got it. Got this down. I've got this covered. I passed this lesson with flying colors. And I don't have to see it as a mirror every time it pops up. So I believe it's really important to have this in your awareness because, again, it's exhausting to always think that everything is a mirror of your energy because then you're never settled. Do you know what I mean? You're never at that place of in the flow and ease and grace and all those beautiful, wonderful things. Instead, you're always questioning and searching and investigating. And it's interesting because there are some things that only you will understand for yourself. I had a conversation with a friend of mine last week, and I was telling her about the situation I was in, and I was saying to her, you know, this person is frustrating me because they're very different than me, and I see how we're different. And their actions are not actions I would choose. They're not actions I would do. And I know that in this situation, this person is not a mirror of me. Rather, they are giving me an opportunity to detach and to accept who they are and where they're at. And that is my growth right there. That is my lesson with that person. See, it isn't that I then carry that same vibration. It's that I am detaching from that energy that they carry. And it's interesting because my friend was like, oh, well, if this person is triggering you in this way, then that means you also carry that energy. And I told her, no, that's not true, actually. In this situation, I have a different perspective because I understand what this means for me. I understand where my power is in this situation. And I also understand that not everything is a mirror. You know, sometimes when you rise in your vibration, when you rise in your energy, when you rise in your power and your light, it can attract lower vibrations that want that light or that energy. And that's part of the polarity of this planet. So you could be that bright, shining light that also attracts haters, because they hate that you have light and they don't. Do you see what I mean? And so that's not a mirror. That is actually an oppositional energy, and that is showing them where they can increase their light, but they have to do that on their own. So keep that in mind. You know, don't just automatically accept that everything is a mirror. Give it some conscious thought. Really choose, where does your power lie in this situation? Where does your power or your energy rise when you think about it? And also know that we will continually have instances, that polarity dynamic of opposite energies, what would you say, reacting or interacting. That's because there are so many energies on our planet, and Earth is about polarity. Opposite extremes, war and peace. Love, hate, north, south, yes, no. I mean, everything can be on one side of the scale or another, although most of it is in the middle. So please add this to your conscious thought pattern. And don't internalize it. That is something that I think a lot of light workers, empaths, especially need to hear. Watch what you internalize. Don't internalize it, because you don't need to sit or take in that energy when it really truly isn't yours. And that is an important thing to remember, these energetic boundaries. It's also why relationships change, friendships change, jobs change, why you move houses, or why you are drawn to something new or something different. You know, friendship changes are still a big theme right now. I had a client who was really struggling because her best friend of 30 years could not relate to her on her spiritual journey at all, and could not understand it, didn't care, wasn't interested. And that was her friend's choice. That's her friend's free will, and that's part of how things play out, is that not everyone is interested in this calling, if you will. But she was having a really hard time with it. Understandably, somebody who's been in your life for 30 years has special meaning. But their energies were too different, and she noticed that it was too uncomfortable. It was too difficult to connect. They didn't have much to talk about, really. Everything they did talk about was in the past. It wasn't really in the present or the future. And so this beautiful client was going through grief and sadness about the relationship ending. And that is so beautiful and so perfect, because we're meant to do that. We are meant to release, to exfoliate, to allow the old to pass away. And as she's been doing that, she has found new friends that she connects with that are more uplifting for her, more exciting to talk to and be around. And it's been overall a very, let's say, I was going to say important process, but I guess just revealing process about her own growth and what she's going through, and that not everyone continues forward with you. But what I'm thinking here that's important to know is that in that old friendship, she was internalizing things too much and thinking she had to stay in that friendship and also believing that there was something in the relationship that she was mirroring. And so she was saying, you know, if I stay in that friendship, I felt like I was staying in that same energy that the former friend was at, which ultimately was judgment. She's like, I felt like I was mirroring judgment to myself. She said, because I was also judging her for her lack of spiritual curiosity and interest. And so she said, you know, I just realized that I didn't like who I was in that friendship. I didn't like what I was mirroring back to myself because it was an old version of myself. And so what she did was she basically said, you know, I'm going to step forward into the expanded version of myself, and I want people to mirror that back to me. And so this is an example of how you can choose what you want to be reflected back to you always, and that relationships are actually one of the most complex areas to do this. So know that as you're making choices or having revelations about people in your life, know that you are able to choose what you want reflected back to you, and that that is a source of power, and that what you choose is different than who interacts with you. Okay? So let me explain that a bit more. So you choose your friends, right? You choose your closest friends. You choose who you want to connect with on Facebook. You choose who you want to hang out with on the weekends. That's where you choose. But then there are instances in our lives where we don't consciously choose. Getting back to the workplace, you don't choose your coworkers. You don't choose all aspects of that part of your life, let's say. And so when you're interacting with those energies that you're not choosing, you do choose how to respond, you choose how to grow, and you choose the lessons to master. So just because somebody is a naysayer to you doesn't mean you carry that energy of being a naysayer. But you do have the choice to respond in the energy that is best for you. So that is the difference of whether or not everything mirrors something inside of you or not. Every experience has opportunities for us to grow, to learn, to expand. It might not be right in the moment, and when you're in the thick of things or in the heat of it, it might not be clear what the lesson is or how you're growing. That comes with time and hindsight. But I believe it's so important to know yourself enough to understand, okay, this is mirroring something back to me, but this is not an energy I carry within, but it's an energy I can learn from. And this will re-enhance your personal power. You'll feel strong in situations. You won't turn inward and personalize or internalize information or experiences in such a way. There are cosmic lessons in everything, which is just a beautiful part of this system, a beautiful part of our experience. And as you expand your consciousness and you raise your vibration, you continue to ascend, you gain a higher perspective, a higher understanding, the detachment, the acceptance, the compassion, the love, the forgiveness, all those beautiful things become more commonplace. Something else I've learned is that when you do raise your vibration and you do start seeing things from a higher perspective, it is easier to not personalize it because you see how everyone is a human in lesson. And you have greater clarity, I was going to say even instant clarity, about what's going on for you, what the lesson is for you. Another example, let's say you have a friend who does not have a lot of abundance in her life right now, but you do, or you have more, or you feel like you're in the flow, or good things are happening for you. And this friend is trying to figure some things out, you know, whether that's financial or just, you know, any area of life. She's just trying to really be in more of that flow of abundance, but it's really tight in her, if you will. Energetically, it's knotted up, or it's tight, or it's cranky. It's cranky. It doesn't flow. You can be friends with her or connect with her better when you have the understanding that that is something she's working out for herself and it's not a mirror of you. And you can be a better support, be a better friend, give guidance if asked, but you can connect if you know that that isn't part of you, although you might also find, depending on how she's using her energy, that you don't want to connect if she's struggling with something because it doesn't support you or it doesn't feel that it's in flow for you. So part of a spiritual mastery is understanding how to work and be around various energies in a way that still honor you and your power and your choices and don't prohibit you or make you think that there's a common foundational theme. So I hope that's making sense, meaning your friend who has poverty consciousness, maybe she's learning and observing you and what she needs to change or how she can change, or maybe you're setting an example for her and how to work with the energies. And so that doesn't mean it's a mirror. So I ask you to think with conscious intention about this, to really get clear as you go about your life. Okay, this is a mirror of my energy. This is showing me something I need to learn, or this is not. And I believe that's really important right now. So I hope this has given you some good food for thought. If you have any more questions about this topic, you can send those in. Go to the website consciouscoolchic.com and you can ask me a spiritual question under Nice to Meet You up there at the top nav bar. Under Nice to Meet You, it says Ask a Spiritual Question. I will be doing Q&A next week, the last week in August. I haven't done Q&A much this summer because it's been slower, but I have a wonderful list of questions from those of you who have submitted them, and I'm going to tackle those next week. So if you have any more questions about this, go ahead and send them my way. Otherwise, next week we will dive into your questions, your spiritual questions that you've sent in, and I will always happy to take a look at those and really support you on your journey. In the meantime, friends, thank you for being here. Thank you for connecting with me. In September, you're going to meet some really lovely guests, so I want to put that on your radar. I have some more awesome people coming on the show with some wonderful information to share with you, cool books, cool programs, all kinds of good stuff coming your way. So thank you for being here, and I wish you the best as your week continues to unfold. I will now play one of my songs, my favorite songs. It's called You Can't Hide by a band called MockTube, and I will see you next week. Take good care. Namaste.